Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Here's a quote from your book, Pamela. I'd love for both of you to comment, but Pamela, we'll start with you. It says, the secret language of successful couples is a combination of usernames and passwords that grant you access to the best parts of your relationship. When these codes are in place, your relationship appears to be relatively easy. The way you interact, love, argue, and make decisions is satisfying for you as a couple. When the code is missing, all the systems of your relationship are awkward. Explain what you mean there.
There is a code that unlocks love that we women get when we get married. And so the username's wife and the password, just like you would use for, you know, checking your bank account or making a flight reservation or hotel reservation. You know, all of us use passwords every day. So the password or the code that will unlock love is success. When we seek to meet a man's success need first, he's going to be easier to live with and easier to love. And so this whole area of success is really important to men. It's important to men and women, but it is their first need, their primary need, their core need. And it really goes back to Ephesians.
Well, in Ephesians chapter 5, it's very interesting that in the premier passage in the Bible about marriage, men and women are given different commands. And like you might think that, well, it's a marriage relationship, so we're just going to give the general command to everybody. And if everybody lives this out, then the thing is going to work. But men and women are given very distinctly different instructions when it comes to marriage. And the reason why that is that men and women have different primary emotional needs in their life. Mm-hmm. And because marriage is so intense, like there's nobody else on earth that you merge everything with. You merge your money, you merge your decisions, you merge your bodies, you merge your family, you merge your hopes and dreams. It's all wrapped up in this one relationship. And because of the intensity of that relationship, there's a line of trust in every marriage. And if you as a couple are above that line of trust, marriage seems pretty easy. You look at each other and say, wow, it is good to be together. We chose well. If you're below that line of trust, everything is a problem. And no matter what you try to do, you run into frustration and you run into disappointment. And you have conversations like, how are you today, honey? And the response you get is, what do you mean by that? And so this sense of suspicion can set in. And what puts you above that line of trust is when these primary emotional needs get met.
And so for a guy, you know, our instruction is wives, honor your husband. And our best way to honor him is to recognize the way he's wired, that there's this primary need to succeed. And guys want to succeed in all areas of life. They want to succeed in their business. They want to succeed in the community, the church, as a dad, and awesome as a husband. In fact, the number one thing that we hear from husbands that's their primary complaint about their wife is there's just no pleasing the woman. They don't know how to succeed in meeting her needs and having a successful marriage. And so if we women can help a guy out and help him succeed with us, that will be huge in his life. And so this whole area of honor and wanting him to succeed, sometimes it's called like the male ego. And that male ego, it's like there, it's right on the surface. And, you know, I used to think, oh, yeah, that's just like, you know, made up. It's not really there, right? As a newlywed, I found out, yeah, it is. We were out at like a dinner party when we were first married. And it was like next to a swimming pool, kind of an outdoor picnic kind of thing, and there's music playing. And so Bill's a great dancer, and so he is, you know, whisking me around by, you know, the dance floor, and he does this big, you know, finale finish with a big dip, but he drops me on the ground. And so I'm laying on the ground. I'm like, honey, why am I on the ground? And he whispers,
I just ripped my pants.
I'm like, you guys, Bill just ripped his pants.
Oh, he pointed it out to everybody.
Now, I thought it was funny. Our friends thought it was funny. Bill did not
think it wasn't funny.
Yeah, long, quiet ride home. Learn something that day. Probably not a good idea to point out your husband's flaws in public.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.